It's a very cute, winding little koala.
Jasmine Hensley is getting ready to give birth to her second daughter. Over the past few months, the Concord mom has been buying clothes, diaper bag essentials, and toys.
That's been kind of the fun part of doing the shopping, but being very selective with each and every item and getting exactly what I want versus last time I'm like, I'll take whatever I can get.
Hensley's being more selective not only with the toys she's buying, but also with how she gives birth. The first time, 4 years ago, she did it the traditional way. In the hospital, surrounded by doctors, and with an epidural.
Last time, there was a lot of things that I didn't necessarily consent to, but I assumed, well, this is just how it goes. This is standard practice. This is, what they have to do.
So this time, Hensley and her husband have hired a doula, a professional in the delivery room who can advocate just for her. And as a Black woman, Hensley says that's especially important.
And so I definitely wanted a doula who looked like me, who understood the disparities when it comes to women of color.
Hensley goes in the delivery room facing a troubling statistic. In the United States, Black mothers are 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related complications, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Whether we like to acknowledge it or not, there is bias.
Hensley's doula, Toshona Winslow, says this bias comes in many forms, including doctors' preconceived notions about Black women.
Some providers were taught that Black and brown bodies experience pain differently than white bodies do. And so if I say, oh, this kind of hurts, then the response that I get might be different than a white birther, because there's an assumption that I'm tougher or something along those lines.
Part of Winslow's mission is to make every mom feel safe when giving birth. And when moms don't feel that way, she wants to ensure their doctors hear them. But there's only so much that an individual doula can change. That's why UNC Chapel Hill and North Carolina A&T have formed a new collaboration to address bias in maternal health care statewide. Dr. Allison Stubbe is part of the team that started the Believe program. She says Black women can face disparities in the language used in their health records, the number of visits by lactation nurses, and even pain management.
We've found that at UNC, Black women have higher pain scores than white women after C-section, but get less pain medicine.
Stubbe says the Believe program will develop a curriculum that targets implicit biases about Black mothers. Doctors and medical students will use the training with the goal of every mother feeling seen, heard, and valued.
The doctor appreciating the contributions of the nurse, or the doula, or the lactation consultant, or the family member who's with the patient supporting them. It's about each member of the team sitting down and making eye contact with the patient and saying what's important to you.
Back in Concord, Hensley says working with a doula has made her feel more comfortable and in control of her pregnancy.
It's kind of, breaking those generational curses and breaking those stereotypes and those molds of just, go in and do whatever this white doctor says. And I think that it's really important to the community as a whole to help be that advocate and help turn around what those numbers and those statistics look like.
And having that advocate has helped Hensley feel prepared to welcome her baby. In Concord, I'm Brianna Atkinson.